Go Nintendo Podcast, episode 28.
Episode 28.
Wait, what? This is the short on podcast crew extravaganza.
Well, we've never had less than four people except that one horrible night where the show went to hell. But tonight
we started with more than four.
Tonight we have Kirby.
Hey, what's up?
Nikki Hill.
Hey.
Mother Brain.
Hello.
And myself. Lube is on a hot date tonight. So he's not joining us, and John the Savage was unable to attend for unknown reasons. So send,
I think he's on a hot date too.
Send your hate mail to sketchergal at hotmail.com or whatever it was.
A hot date. To like cold
like a
date.
Fruit.
Dinner with friends. Dinner alone. Watching TV alone.
Okay. So I'd like to start off this week with a special song from Crossbeam Studios. We've been in touch with Crossbeam Studios. I'm sure you guys know. We're covering their game that they'd like to put out on the Revolution called Orb. We've been showing screenshots and test screens and signatures for message boards and stuff like that. So they sent us a song to debut on the podcast. So
sit back,
it's beautiful.
Relax, and enjoy the music.
I counted to 120.
That wasn't enough. That was Marin's Destiny from Orb, coming out from Crossbeam Studios, hopefully, on the Revolution. So thank you, Crossbeam, for sending that.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What a beautiful tune.
What a wonderful way to start off the show.
Very calming.
That's right. So let's do this!
If that song has, like, you know, stuff.
Crossover potential.
Yeah, you know, you better believe it.
What are you talking about?
No, what I was going to say was, if that song means anything for how good the game is going to be. It's pretty moody. Like, it sets a very really cool tone.
But... Smooch, that's you kissing a butt.
Oh,
no, it is a good song.
It makes me
cool.
Excited for the game.
Well, I don't know when it's going to come out, but hopefully it will come out on the Revolution.
Gonna come out November 9th, right?
That's right.
It's a launch date.
Speaking of Revolution launch date.
Oh, that's Mother Brain putting things back on track. Right after last week's podcast, I got an email telling me that Reggie was gonna be on Spike TV, which I didn't have any idea was gonna happen. So we turned on Spike TV and waited, and Reggie was there, and he talked on Gamehead, the TV show with Geoff Knightley from
Geoff.
He used to work on G4, did a show there.
Yeah, what's that show
called? I don't remember. But he used to work there, now he's doing this. So Reggie had a whole bunch of interesting points to make. He said Twilight Princess is definitely coming out sometime in the fall. So for any of us that were speculating sometime after May, like the month of May or the month after, it's
that
not,
would be June.
It's not going to happen. So he said fall. How do we feel about that, Mother Brain?
You know, it's all this waiting.
And all this waiting and no scene.
And I'm not...
Go ahead.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. All this waiting and no seeing. I feel like Reggie is guiding his lambs towards the light of the revolution, and we're just following mindlessly and blindly because we don't really have another choice.
So you're saying we shouldn't be excited about Twilight Princess anymore?
Are you saying that Reggie is our new god?
That's what it sounded like. I mean, she was holding her hand in the air, proclaiming it to the gods. So.
Would it be that Reggie? Bad? Did you get that?
Yeah,
did you get that?
That was so
yeah, that was.
I'd expect that from Nikki Hill, but not from you.
I'm pretty excited because it's not going to be released for the GameCube or the Revolutions coming out on DS.
Well, really? When did they do that?
Yeah, didn't you? I posted something on the message boards a while back for games that I'd like to see on the DS. And
oh.
I put that on there.
And they were like, oh, all right, it's on the DS.
Nikki Hill put that on there? Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Reggie...
They like what's working up in the old gearbox.
Not much.
That's what they call it. Those
Reggie also talked about the Revolution, which will be coming out this year, he reiterated. And on May 9th, which is the keynote speech for Nintendo during E3, they will give a more specific date. I don't know if that means the actual day and date, or if they'll give a specific month. But he assured us that it was coming out 2006 once again. And a lot of people, I guess, on the site don't realize our staff is going to E3, and we are going to the keynote.
Can I say something? I was just thinking about this. I'm going through this speech in my head, and I'm seeing... Everybody sitting quietly and nicely in their suits. I'm seeing our
suits.
Little...
I'm going to be wearing a dress.
By suits, okay. You mean like underwater, like scuba gear,
yes.
Right?
Or jumpsuits.
Tanuki suits.
Go Nintendo jumpsuits?
Tanuki suits!
You heard it here
Could you imagine walking around
with our
all
names
of
across the butt?
We'll like sneak into all these places, and whenever some executives or security turns around...
We'll fly away.
We turn into a statue.
Oh, there's nobody here, just a statue.
And when they ask our name, we turn around and we lift our tail, and our name is underneath the tail on our butts, right?
Right, where the butthole would be.
Exactly. Our name will be by the butthole. Anyway, continue.
So I'm picturing this. I'm picturing an audience of very professional people. Maybe they have some camcorders, some laptops, whatnot. And I picture Reggie uttering the words Twilight Princess. And I picture myself urinating... in the chair, and I picture myself screaming uncontrollably, and that will be the end of Go Nintendo.
And I picture us getting kicked out and never being allowed back in LA again.
Everybody enjoy Go Nintendo's podcasts and coverage of E3 this year, because we're never going back again.
I'm never going back again, let's put it that way.
We'll do live podcasts. Well, not live, as in, you know, but...
As in live.
we'll do podcasts from prison. Pretty much.
We'll just... Put some extra diaper padding in your Tanuki suit. You should be fine.
I should be okay.
Duct tape your mouth.
You know what would be great, though? If you got thrown into, like, E3 prison.
I don't think they had
no, there should be that.
Prison.
And then, like Disney and then, World, there's all this underground.
Yeah, and the jail cell is blue, and they play the music from, like, the dungeon stuff. In the
area.
How great would that be?
That would be good. Back to more serious matters. Reggie also spoke about the DS. The current DS model will be phased out around August or September because of the DS Lite. No official US release date was given for the DS Lite, but it is coming, and you're not going to be able to pick up the original model after August or September. So they're just going to stop producing them, but they'll allow what's there to sell out. So if you want an original, hang back until then, maybe, because then you'll have your choice of the DS Lite or what I'm expecting, a cheaper regular DS.
Oh, yeah.
They should drop the price. I don't see why they wouldn't. But it turned out that Spike TV was actually a good source of information. I was really surprised.
That's great to know. Can I go slightly off topic?
Sure, again.
All right,
we're only
well,
on the first story, but go ahead.
Before the podcast, Kirby and Nikki Hill and myself went on a little family outing. And I'm looking at on my paperwork in front of me here at the warehouse, and it says Webisode 28. And we were talking about how if Nikki Hill had gotten pregnant at the very first podcast, we'd be 10 weeks away from having a baby.
When were you guys talking about
this? In
the
car on our way.
Talking about babies.
Yeah, we were talking about babies.
That's amazing.
So we'd be, because, you know, 38, I think it's 38 weeks you can deliver. All right,
well, all right, so we'll say the third, so what number show would that be? 38?
38.
So we'll say the 38th show is the Nikki Hill baby episode. So remember that episode.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that's a little bit off topic, but I just, before I forgot,
you're almost there, buddy. You're going
to
make it.
I know it's hard, but.
Man, I am as big as a house right now.
Just hang in there for the baby.
All right.
I'm swelling. My ankles are getting so big.
And the baby will come out of Nikki Hill and deliver us the revolution. All right, we're getting back on track.
Okay.
Super Mario Brothers DS, we announced that it was, I guess it's going to be called New Super Mario Brothers, unless they give an official name, but that's what the name is now, New Super Mario Brothers.
That's how you can tell it's new.
Nude
Super Mario Brothers.
It's a duper super.
That's vulgar.
DS.
Man, for a small cast, we're going a lot off topic here.
Sorry,
we're going off topic a lot.
Yeah, we know.
So they announced it, Nintendo announced it, that it would come out in Japan in May, but they didn't give an official date, and now Nintendo Power is saying that on May 7th, we will get the new Super Mario Brothers here. So, like, the day before we head out to go to E3, you'll be able to pick up the new Super Mario Brothers for the DS.
A little plane action.
Exactly. So that's awesome news. So apparently it's going to launch in Japan and America simultaneously, or at least in the same month, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for a European release in May, too, because you guys always get screwed over with release dates. One of the new things about this game is Mario will be able to take, I'm not sure if it's all turtle shells, but Mario will be able to take blue turtle shells and wear them as a suit of armor.
Yeah.
So you kick the Koopa Troopa out and you get inside the turtle shell. How cool is that?
Don't different turtle shells give you, like, a power or something?
In, like, Super Mario World, if Yoshi ate various colored turtle shells, the red gives you fire, the blue makes you fly, the yellow makes you stomp. So it's like that. So Mario does get different powers from wearing them. So I think that's really cool.
That's neat.
And we get it in May. That's not that far off. I mean,
no.
We were going for a long time there with no announcement of a release date or anything. And from the screenshots we've seen, it looks amazing. And everybody's really psyched because it's the first side-scrolling, or it's the first traditional Mario game in, like, like 10 years, I think, roughly. So
We're having kind of a lull right now. So I'm looking forward to, like,
What do you mean
a lull?
What
are you talking about?
For DS you're talking about?
No, for just in general. Like, there's not a whole lot of, like, we keep looking forward to Revolution and Twilight Princess and, like...
Well, let me say, I've been playing Super Monkey Ball Touch and Roll for the DS.
You know that I can't play Monkey Ball.
Romy Cowboy's mom has been playing Resident Evil DS, her first time playing through that Resident Evil game. What else do we have? Next week, Super Princess Peach, which I have an announcement about that everybody at the site already knows, but you don't, Mom Brain. You will be doing the review for that.
Yes!
Are you okay with doing the review for that?
110%.
Do you know how to play games?
Oh! Booyah! Yeah, I thought it'd be cool to have you do the review for that, so I'll pick it up for you next week, and you can do the review and hopefully get it done within that week.
I was just joking.
Thank you. I'll get it done within that week. And I was also a little off topic going to say that Nikki Hill and I got along very nicely this evening. Nikki Hill and Kirby and myself had a lovely evening, and then Nikki Hill goes and says something nasty like that.
Once that microphone's on, baby, it's a whole new world.
I'm giving the people what they like. All right, so new Super Mario Brothers for the DS coming out May 7th. So mark it on your calendars. Go out and reserve it now. And I just remembered that I hadn't reserved it yet, so I
also
have to do that.
Can I review Super Princess Peach? Would you let me do that? Would that
That's
be okay?
What Isn't that what I just said?
Yes. Just,
so why are you doing this?
I'm being facetious.
She doesn't like getting things. She likes to beg.
We
for
need
it.
More people here. You are ruining the show. Off topic and all these other random discussions.
Are you people hearing this? I'm being told that
Listen,
I'm ruining the
they're
show.
They're not going to answer.
One other thing. If people haven't played either Feel the Magic or Rub Rabbits, do it. I had a really good time.
Do it.
I had a really good time playing Rub Rabbits. I borrowed Raw Meats. Copy of it.
Raw Meats, Rub Rabbits.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I really enjoyed it. I don't think I've ever felt love as I felt while playing that game. Like, it seriously, it kind of made me a little sad. But at the same time, It's so endearing.
I have to agree. I really like the story in that game a lot, and just the way it's told. There's hardly any words in the game, but the way it's told through the pictures and everything is great.
The emotions I felt while playing those characters,
he was elated. All right, we're gonna try and keep.
I liked it a lot.
We're gonna try and keep the show on topic now. I'm sorry.
I'll stop talking.
Endspace, the developers of the OK Geist and the amazing Mary-Kate and Ashley Sweet 16, have announced that they are working on a Revolution title. So, actually, they're working on a couple Revolution titles. Obviously, they haven't said what they're working on. Maybe a sequel to Geist. But Nintendo is going to be the publisher of whatever they put out. So we're looking forward to that. Their titles may be a little more mature themed. So, are you guys looking forward to more mature titles published from Nintendo?
Mary-Kate and Ashley aren't mature.
wait, is it going to be like a mature-themed Mary-Kate and Ashley game?
No, I believe they're working on their own properties like Geist. A mature-themed Mary-Kate and Ashley game, I'm fine.
Like you actually follow them through NYU and go to school with them.
Yeah, and you watch them snort coke.
I didn't know they did that. Oh, that's right. Wait, you did that in Mary-Kate and Ashley Sweet 16. That's why the game is so amazing.
I'm 16 now. It's okay, right?
But
it's my birthday.
It was cotton candy flavor.
I'll say it for lube. It's better that they're doing that than playing video games.
Exactly.
That's right. Lube, by the way, we hope you're having a great date.
Thank you for bringing us off topic.
Again.
Official Revolution news. For a long time, since we had the scans from our official Nintendo Magazine, a UK edition, our pictures were up everywhere, and there was a little text bubble underneath one of the pictures that talked about the Revolution stand that said it would act as a power supply for the Revolution. That's not true. I didn't think it was true. And now a spokesman from Nintendo of Europe has announced that... Let me get these words exactly right. I thought I had the exact words, but I don't. Thank you, Mom Brain.
Yeah, that bold text really.
It didn't stand out. We have not announced or shown any details regarding the power supply for the console. The stand is just a stand, nothing more, nothing less. Is this another case of Nintendo snowing us over?
Probably.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know. Why is it tilted? Why is it tilted?
Just to look nice. I think it looks nice.
Yeah, but think about it. It's also easier to tip over like that.
You're easy to tip over.
Not if it's in a stand.
If it's tipped, though, you understand what I'm saying? If it's tilted, it's easier to knock it over.
Not if it's in a stand.
Well, the stand doesn't have, high sides on it to hold it in there, you know what I mean?
It has sides, though.
Yes, it does. All right, never mind.
I think you do a great job. From what I've seen...
You can stand up when you're bent forward a little, because you have a stand, you have feet.
But it's a little bit harder, isn't it?
For you.
But also, when in the...
That beard of
yours. In the TGS video... They plugged in the Revolution into the stand and it lit up, making you think that maybe it does supply power of some kind. So, I don't know. We'll just have to keep an eye out, see what comes of it. But as far as right now, Nintendo's saying it's not true. IGN came up with a lot of stuff as far as the Revolution dev kits that have been going out. Revolution development...
We have one coming, right?
We have one coming, that's right. 1,000 dev kits have been shipped out to developers, so they're hard at work making games. They're on a version of the dev kit, IGN calls it version 3.5. Basically, it has a boost in CPU power, it has a wireless Revolution controller, just like the Revolution will have, and they're getting more performance out of the system, because the first dev kit was nothing more than a GameCube, basically, and a wired Revolution controller. So they're working with these development kits to bring out games. They're in talks with EA and Ubisoft and all the big guys, and they're gonna have stuff to show at E3, I would guess. That's just a guess, but they're working so closely with them, I expect to see something from them. And also, one of the developers who remained unnamed had said, "At first, we were discouraged that the Revolution would be less powerful than the Xbox 360." But once we got everything working with the controller, our concerns faded. Here's my question. His concerns faded. Is he saying because of the controller his concerns faded? Or is he saying that when he actually saw the power of the Revolution minus the controller, his concerns faded? What way is he going with this?
I would think that, the power-wise, it
matches up somewhat
to the Xbox 360.
Yeah,
I would think it'd be fairly close.
Unless it's that whole idea of it's not necessarily the power, but the way they handle it, the games and the development.
I'm just trying to decide if he means that the controller is so amazing that it makes up for the lack of graphical power, or if he's saying, mashing two statements together and saying that the power is good, but the controller just makes it that much better.
I just took it as they were worried it wouldn't be as powerful as the Xbox 360, but once they played it, they realized that it was okay.
No, yeah, that's exactly it. Because he's saying, but once we got everything working
with the controller...
Like, there's two ways to interpret that.
Well,
so,
here's another question. Was it really hard to get everything working? Because the way... Man, we were really worried and sitting there, and then once they actually got it all figured out...
It's not going to work. We're going to take it out of the box and have no idea what to do. Yeah. So there's a big discussion going on about that, and nobody can figure out what he meant. I'm sure IGN will... What?
No, I think they just got the Nintendo controller to work with the Xbox 360.
Oh, that's what they did. Of course. Nintendo's going multi-platform now.
They mated them.
That's one way to put it.
They got an Xbox Revolution.
That's what everybody's wanting. That's what I've heard the kids clamoring for. IGN also said that the developers are echoing that the system is going to cost between $150 and $200. We've heard this before, but IGN keeps stressing the point to tell us that developers are saying that. I heard developers are saying perhaps it will sell for $200 with a pack-in game and $150 without a game. So that's a pretty sweet deal.
I love that, going back to their roots.
Yeah, I'd love to see a system sold as soon as it comes out with a game instead of like the package deals that come out later on. I miss those days.
Yeah, why don't they do that anymore?
Because, they say it's screwed with sales figures because everybody that bought a Nintendo, like a Nintendo Entertainment System, had Mario with it. And that's why Mario's one of the best-selling games ever. Stuff like that. And then, of course, they want to make more money separately by selling the system and then the game separate. So.
Would people buy it if they sold it? If they sold two kits, one with and one without? Are you saying they'll just be with?
What do you mean?
No, the more expensive one will come with a game.
Yes.
So the price...
I know, but you're not making out if you buy one without a game.
Well, there'll be other stuff in there, too. I'm just saying, like, one will come with the game and other stuff that... I don't know, but you'll be making
a
deal off
of
one of them. See, what I think is they should do a pack-in game... And it should be a game that displays how the Revolution's controller works perfectly, which I'm sure Nintendo has a whole bunch of games like that.
I know! It's gonna be Twilight Princess. It's gonna be sold with Twilight Princess.
Didn't we talk about this?
Are you sure? You're positive.
Reggie and I just had a little talk.
Mated.
Telepathically.
Reggie and I, we got a good thing going.
We were laying in bed the other day.
And I said, so Reggie, I mean, you know, now that we're intimate, when am I gonna see Twilight Princess?
So you were intimate with Reggie just to find out about Twilight Princess.
And then Reggie said, I thought you just did.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who
did. That's horrible.
Well, I mean, I do what I love my craft.
You love Go Nintendo, you love Nintendo in general, and you do what it takes to get the information.
Pretty much.
And Reggie's okay with that.
Reggie is. Official news. This started off as a rumor. It is not a rumor anymore. The DS Lite is only coming out in Japan on March 2nd in one color. They're having production issues in Japan with enamel
color.
Navy
and
the
ice blue.
I don't know. There's something wrong with the paint or something. I don't know.
They
like,
forgot what these colors look like, apparently.
Here's the problem.
Match it to the pictures that they put on all the press releases.
Here's the weird thing. These other two colors are coming out the next week, so how bad are these production things that they can't get it out the same week? Like, can't they just put it out the first week in limited quantities? I don't get it. And why is white so easy to make? I don't understand it. And
you have to paint it!
It's not just painting, though. I would think it's like in
they all
mold,
have,
right?
And they all have a gloss cover over it, too, so... All I know is
that's
I...
That's like the new the iPods that come out now.
Exactly. And... the PSP.
Oh,
it'll be
is
the same
that another connection?
Mm-hmm. That's it. And also, they announced that, I got mine from Leek Sang. I ordered the Enamel Navy. I heard the rumor of this news, and I automatically emailed Leek Sang and told him I wanted the white. I wanted to change my order so I could get it the week it comes out, because everybody's expecting me to take pictures and everything. I like the navy blue the most, but the white's cool. It doesn't really bother me.
And they
so.
Said, no, Romeet, it's okay. You're good with us. You get Enamel Navy.
That's right. They're going to paint it just for me. But I'll be getting a white on March, or I'll be getting a white the week of the launch, whenever it gets here. I don't know how long
like
it's going to take to ship. You have a pink DS that we had to search out for you.
No, I'm just saying, if I were to get one, I would like a white one.
Until they sold the pink.
Right.
Well, you're hard to please.
Absolutely.
So wait, what would...
No, that's not what
ladies.
Reggie said.
Sorry, ladies.
Oh, wow.
Did you like that?
That's getting a little too in detail.
I know, it's... Keep it clean.
Game Boy Advance SP. They're making more of them because people are buying the ones that are out now, the new ones that have the even brighter backlit screen.
These people are ridiculous.
They're selling them like crazy, and Nintendo didn't expect them to sell as well as they are, so this March, they're going to be making more and bringing them out to stores. So if you guys are looking for Game Boy Advance SPs, the new ones with the backlit, or the very bright backlit screen, you'll be able to find them, I guess... April? So a lot of you guys must be buying them, or our parents must be buying them for kids. They're selling to somebody. It's still extremely popular.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
It is. I'd like to see how well the Micro is selling. You never hear about the Micro. When it first came out, like the first month or so, first 2 months, you heard how well it was selling, but now all they talk about is this Game Boy Advance. What's going on with the Micro? You think it's selling well, or it's dead?
I don't even know if it has to sell well in America because it sold so well in Japan.
And it continually sells well in Japan. I really love my Micro. I don't even see them in stores, really.
Do
I don't
you
know.
Kiss it at night when you go to sleep?
I do kiss it at night. I don't know if they just sent a specific allotment to the U.S. and once that's sold out, that's it.
I mean, I keep seeing a lot of different faceplates. They're not called skins, are they, for that?
They're called faceplates.
Official
ones or third-party ones?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Because I haven't seen any other official Nintendo ones.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of boring.
What do you mean?
I think I saw
boring?
Some nice ones in New York.
What's kind of boring?
Like their faceplates, the ones that Nintendo has to offer at the moment that I've seen.
Oh, the ones that came in the package you're talking about?
Yeah, they're
the ones that the American ones.
Yeah, the Japanese ones were cool. The American ones are not so hot.
Yeah. I don't know why. Why? Do we not appreciate cool like the Japanese?
I like that special edition like Toonami Micro.
Yes, yeah, that one's really cool.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network's having a contest, and they're giving away a Game Boy Micro that has an awesome faceplate.
I wish they'd make more of those.
Yeah, I think if they sold them through Cartoon Network, they'd sell really well. It's a really cool faceplate. But anyway, another game was announced for the DS. It's called, well, it used to be called Puzzle Loop, but now it's called Magnetica.
We've heard about this game,
yeah,
right?
But now it's coming to America on June 5th. They officially announced it, and they renamed it Magnetica. Magnetica.
Coming to America. Can we play that on the soundtrack tonight?
Nope.
Wait, don't you mean Living in America?
Yeah, but I changed the lyrics.
Well, how are we supposed to have that song if
we
change the lyrics?
Can we have that
we'll
song that I
in.
Just made up on the podcast, please?
We'll edit it in.
Okay.
So, like I said last time, anybody has played Zuma, it's exactly
like a fool.
It's exactly the same thing, but with touchscreen control. It has a versus mode, a challenge mode, and adventure mode.
And judging by the pictures, every mode is exactly the same as the last.
Well, versus mode has two people playing at once. I like Zuma. I'm gonna pick it up. It's a puzzle game. People love puzzle games.
You know
you
who
love
loves Zuma?
Raw Meat's mom.
Raw Meat's mom.
She plays it on the computer.
Mrs. Meat.
Mrs. Meat plays... No,
Raw Mom?
You're Mrs. Meat.
Mom Meat.
Mom
Meat. Mom Meat, Mom Meat!
Raw Mom. So, Raw Mom plays it on the Xbox 360 where I download it. She plays it on the laptop, and she plays it on a desktop. She plays it non-stop, so...
In fact, the house burned down around her yesterday, and...
She had no idea! Zuma! But... I told her about this game. She's really excited because it's exactly like Zuma. So I'll be able to take her on head-to-head and whoop her butt.
There's definitely something soothing or therapeutic in the way that those balls clack together.
We don't want to hear what you do
that's,
in your leisure
time. That's what Reggie said.
That's enough Reggie stuff. No one else announced this story. I got the official announcement, or I got the official word from our Nintendo PR rep, Allison.
Thanks, Allison.
She gave me the official word that Odama has been delayed, and the official word from Nintendo is Nintendo's highly anticipated game, Odama, is a one-of-a-kind fusion of pinball and military strategy, which takes full advantage of the Q's microphone peripheral. To ensure sufficient delivery of the title with its packed-in microphone, Nintendo has moved the ship date to April 10th, 2006. As a central component to completing the game, the microphone allows players to order soldiers to retreat, defend, or press forward using only voice commands. So I guess what they're saying is it's being delayed a couple weeks just because of the microphone. I want to make sure they have enough. And they can't do microphones. They can't paint enough the S lights. What's going on? So they push it back. It's only 3 weeks, roughly. 3.5 weeks pushback. But pushback nonetheless. I don't know if you guys are really excited for it or not.
Yeah,
is
Odama really, like, highly anticipated?
I don't know. It's one of those weird games that might sell really well. Like,
it's going to find a niche.
When Katamari Damacy came here, nobody expected it to do as well as it did. It actually sells better here than it does in Japan. So it could be one of those. Yeah, I know. How crazy is that?
It's pretty crazy.
I thought she had a look on her face because of Katamari Damacy, but apparently not.
No,
the wind just blew a tree down into the warehouse.
No, Buddy is snoring.
Oh, is that what
Buddy
that
the podcast dog is snoring.
we strapped the microphone dog on his back.
He's snoring.
We're going to have to be quiet. We don't want to disturb him while he's sleeping.
All right, sweet Buddy.
He only sleeps 22 hours a day.
He's a grown boy.
He is. He's growing wide. now, this is...
What's up now?
This is a really interesting story. I always talk about those mall kiosks that sell Nintendo games when they're not allowed to. Well, somebody got in trouble for one of them. This has been a big discussion. He got caught. He went to jail.
And they cut his hands off.
He's going to be in prison for 60 months. And he's going to be deported back to his home country as soon as he's gotten out of jail.
Good Lord!
Now, do we think this punishment is a little too much, or it sends out a good message? Like, are they just making an example of the guy, or do you think they went a little overboard?
I think that's kind of harsh.
I agree. I understand he broke the law, and I don't like what he's doing, but 60 months is pretty harsh when compared to some of the other crimes out there that get a lot less time, so...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into, like, you know, my views on crime and...
I think crime is bad.
My brain thinks it's good.
Well, no, but I mean, I just think I don't want Nintendo to get a really bad guy rap out of this either. You know, like, they're kicking people out of the country, and they're nasty, and they're taking
Nintendo
people...
But Nintendo doesn't make the decision on how long he gets to be in jail for, right? Or not gets to be, like, you win jail! How long he will be put in jail for.
Well, no, but I just... You know, you want everybody to be happy. You want them to threaten him and say, if you don't get rid of this business...
I don't want this
guy
to be happy, but I think they went a little overboard with 60 months, man. That's a long time.
I don't know. I don't know how... First off, I don't even know how they got this far. They got away with it this much.
Right, oh, yeah.
His dog. The controllers are... Like, not the controllers,
his
the cartridges.
Dog is that's a reminder. We saw it at CES. We have pictures of it. Little handheld that copies... The Game Boy Advance to a T. Anyway.
What I was going to say is just that the Game Boy Advance cartridge is...
Dog.
is how they developed the... like, their game cartridge sticks out, and the design of it, like, the shape to a T, is a Game Boy Advance cartridge.
Yeah. Did that cartridge actually come out, or was that just part of the design?
I don't even know.
I never thought to take it out, but it did stick out of the top. I don't know if they just designed
it
to look like that.
It stuck out.
Because
it
was a 50-in-1 game. It stuck out like games will stick out of the DS Lite. That's what it sticks out like.
Don't they stick out of the...
Well,
no.
Game Boy... No.
They're...
No, regular games don't.
Oh, okay.
Game Boy Advance games on the DS Lite will stick out a little bit. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. But... You know how they have that little lip on the top and everything? There's like a little bit of a shape there, and it kind of has like an arch in it.
Yep.
It was the exact, to a T.
It really was. But you're right, I don't know how they got along this far, and there's so many of them, and they're so blatant with what they're selling. Like, you know what it's supposed to be.
And the funny thing is it's a 50-in-1 game. There's games that have even more than that too, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean there's ones that say like
10,001 except like
Does that mean those people get like 200 months in jail
Absolutely.
Or something?
Absolutely.
And they have to get deported to their home country and then deported to another country?
Probably.
No, they get deported to their home country and deported back to the US and then deported back to their home country.
Then they get deported to a tiny island off the coast of that country.
Adventure Island.
And they're made off the coast of the moon.
And they're made to play their crappy rip-off games for the rest of their life.
This is what you've
they
done!
They love it. Jump, panda. Jump on that mushroom.
So that's the... Eat that, panda.
Right?
So that's the end of the news for this week.
So guys, guess what?
What? What, Mom Brain? What?
This week's podcast is sponsored by Gamefly.com! Ooh. Something else I bet you didn't know is that they have 3,500 titles to choose from, and that includes games for the Game Boy Advance, the Cube, the DS, Xbox, Xbox 360, PS2, and PSP. We're really excited about the Nintendo part of that.
How can I afford this amazing product?
Well, in fact, Gamefly.com offers free shipping, and for a limited time, they are offering a 10-day free trial. That's F-R-E-E.
Oh.
Yes. All right.
I
so,
free trial.
Kirby, I bet you're wondering, how do I get to Gamefly.com? Well, you could always visit Gamefly.com, or you could go through your favorite site on the whole entire web, GoNintendo.com. You can click on our Gamefly button on the sidebar, and then click any Gamefly image to get to their site. And it's really exciting and fun, and you play the games, and then you send them back, and then they send you another game. Yeah. And if you're like me, you'll probably end up with the same game for the rest of your life, because you can't beat a game. And I was looking through their site, and I believe right now they're also, or for always, they always do it. You can, if you like the game a whole lot, you can buy the game, which
That's
is
true.
Really cool. I like that idea. So if you fall in love, it can become yours forever. So we want to thank Gamefly.com for their trial sponsorship.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it very much.
We absolutely
and
do.
And don't think this is an easy way out where you can just rent a game that's already been beaten. I'm pretty sure they clear these games out before they send it back to you.
You think they do? That's a good
I
question.
I would hope so. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot, right? Just a magnet.
Maybe
wah.
They're...
Wah.
Just a magnet. Wah.
That's the sound a magnet makes.
Kirby?
Yes.
Could you just end that little spot with our Earthworm Jim sound effect that I love?
Hail!
Yes!
Well,
all
thank
right.
you for that. I'll be starting off the questions with Carl Carr's questions. Question number one. Do you think that the industry is due for another crash, like in the 80s? And if so, do you think Nintendo will be the one to pull it out again? I'm going to get myself into a lot of trouble with this. The crash in the 80s... It
had a lot of different reasons.
And it's rumored that it didn't even really happen. Because the crash did happen for Atari, but as far as
Not
the games
the
industry,
industry
in general... But let's say...
Well, there was like an arcade crash.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. The arcade crash was when Atari came out, and then when Atari crapped out, kids went back to the arcades. So it's a mix. But
yeah,
let's say
there
is another crash.
There were always systems, but they weren't the heavy-hitting systems like Atari.
Yeah. So let's say there will be a crash in the future. Do we think Nintendo will be the one to put an end to that? If
Absolutely.
I'd have to put money on... Like, we're a Nintendo site, obviously, and we love Nintendo. But if I had to put a guess on it, what company would pull us out, I would say probably Nintendo. They pulled us out before.
There would be Miyamoto brandishing his sword and shield, fighting for all that's right in the world.
I am not Rink!
But
I do
know him.
Where's my crappy sound effect?
It'll be pointing to people for the sound effect. Nintendo has pulled the consoles out of their slump back when the Nintendo Entertainment System came out. So, they've proven that they can do it. So, maybe they could do it again if we ever got to that point. Which, let's hope we don't. But it is a scary thought. And there are people that say we're heading towards it. It might happen. It might happen. So, hopefully, if it does, Nintendo will be there to save the day. He also asked, do you think that virtual reality will be Nintendo's next big project, like the next gen? So we're talking about after DS Lite and after Revolution. What do we think Nintendo's going to do?
They're going to re-release the Virtual Boy.
Why not? Give it a try. Make it 16-bit color this time. 16 beautiful colors!
The non-migraine version?
It seems like Nintendo's doing whatever they can to integrate gamers into the game more through the input device, which we obviously see with the DS and the Revolution. So each system that comes out afterward, I'm sure it'll be a little more in-depth experience as far as how you control a game. So maybe one day we will be using our full body as a controller.
But not until that technology becomes more affordable.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
It would be extremely expensive if you had multiplayer virtual reality where people are just walking around in a room every person has their own helmet or visor, whatever they're going to have.
Yeah, that stuff has to come down a lot in price. But it, let's say the lifespan in Revolution is 5 or 6 years. I'm sure the price will definitely come down. We'll just have to see how much it does.
5 or 6 years from now, our Nikki Hill's baby will be 5. And,
4 and a half.
He'll have to have another baby so it can give us a new system.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to get working on that.
Well, I was under the impression that virtual reality already existed. Because, like, how many years ago did the Lawnmower Man came out?
Yeah. That's right. Virtual reality was brought in by Lawnmower Man. I've seen virtual reality in arcades, but it's not very good. It's really crappy.
I did a virtual reality thing down the shore. Oh my god.
The best virtual reality
thing. For those of you who aren't from New Jersey, down the shore means at
the
beach.
The best virtual reality thing you did was probably the thing at CES, the what are those called?
Imagine Visor.
Yeah, the Imagine Visor, as far as, like, actually looking around, and they'd like to integrate controls into that.
Yeah, well, no, but what I was going to say is there was a game where two people are wearing visors and have this sort of taser gun, and you just walk around, and you're in some sort of, it was like a wrestling ring, or like a boxing ring, or whatever you want to call it, and
we like to call it wrestling.
You're pretty much just up against the ropes, like, trying to walk forward, but you can't because you don't know where you're going. And the whole point of it was to try to find the other person who was playing and shoot them.
So it was amazing.
It was insane. It was so incredible, in fact.
That I couldn't play it.
That nobody could. It's not there anymore.
So let's just say this. If Nintendo is headed that way, the price of virtual reality technology has to come down, and it has to be perfected more, because you don't want the virtual reality at the cost of it not functioning properly. So when it's ready, I'm sure it's something Nintendo wouldn't mind looking into. Taro Carr also asks, without bringing up huge arguments or name-calling, have any of you had direct communication or contact with Jack Thompson? Jack Thompson is, it's hard to mention him without getting into an argument or getting very angry.
He's a nice guy. I think he really knows what he's
doing. He's doing good for the game industry. He is. I have contacted him. Back when all of this Jack Thompson stuff first started, I sent him a really long email, very nice, but letting him know how I feel, and I wanted to hear his viewpoint, and he sent me back an email, and all it said was, go away. That's it. That was the entire body of the email. So since then,
what?
Jack Thompson, attorney at law, is trying to stop video games. Like, he's the guy that started the Grand Theft Auto stuff and all that. And video games. Yeah. He hates video games, basically. And he has no problem talking about them on CNN, but he has no idea what he's talking about. But when he's on CNN, they say he's a, expert. But he's not. So people watch him, and they're this guy knows about video games. He's right.
You know what it probably is? It's his parents never let him play video games as a kid. Instead, he turned to cocaine and fried his brain cells.
Well, let us not forget those horrible times right after Pac-Man came out and people started eating each other whole.
Yeah.
Waka, 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 waka. Oh, God. I'm going to have nightmares tonight. And then Miss Pac-Man and it happened all over again. Hubert, people started cursing like crazy.
No, Miss Pac-Man and then women started eating people.
They turned the tides. That's right, guys. Well, that's
women, you have to fight back. Here's a game for you to learn from.
Waka, waka, waka.
At least I get to eat people with a pretty bow in my hair.
That's right. All right.
What's that, Buddy the Podcast?
Tarl Carr also asks, waka waka, why is it so hard for Rummy to edit a curse word? It's hard because we don't have a timer, or I have to run over to the computer and check the time and write it down, and then it's only an estimate because I'm editing the show as I go along, so it's hard to find. I'm not gonna curse. They were trying to convince me to curse a big long string of curse words to edit in sound effects, but actually, I don't want to do that because it'd be a lot of work. So would someone like to say one curse word and I'll edit that?
Mamma mia!
Whoa! Mother Brain jumped on top of that one.
You won't know that because we just edited it out.
Yeah, they'll hear the sound effects.
That was so liberating!
Alright, so, Tarl Carr asks, this is his last question, he asks, finally, describe the perfect game system. The perfect game system, in my mind, is a game system that brings together the young, the old, the gamers, the non-gamers, and through playing these wonderful games, it creates world peace.
And cooks you dinner.
But wait, is he asking, because it says game/system, is he asking, like, two separate questions? Or?
Well, I went with system. Would somebody like to go with game? Anybody got any perfect game ideas?
The Perfect Game is really fun and awesome. No, I'm just.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It will. You know, it has replay value. It's lengthy. It's challenging, but not frustrating. It offers a lot of like different things to do. It immerses you. It's an emotional experience.
So pretty much a Zelda game.
Exactly. I was gonna go with Super Alpha Chicken, but apparently not. Kirby will be covering Mr. Austin's questions.
Okay, Mr. Austin, for his first question, he asks, just thought I'd throw this out there to get a feel for the Go Nintendo staff's thoughts. With the upcoming Revolution and its DS-like features set via the remote controller, how likely do you think it would be to see NDS player, much like the GB player of this generation?
A lot of people are talking about that. Super Game Boy was added on Super Nintendo, which allowed you to play Game Boy games, and the Game Boy players have the GameCube, which allows you to play Game Boy Advance games. So will we see a Nintendo DS player for the Revolution? I don't know if it would work too well.
Sorry, don't forget the Game Boy Advance player on the Visteon DVD player systems for cars, too.
But, yes, but that wasn't made by Nintendo. So.
In part.
I don't know if it would work out too well. How do you feel about playing DS games on the TV? Good? No good?
If they could use
the Revolution... See, that'd be... It'd either take a lot of engineering or impossible to be able to use the Revolution controller as the touch function.
I think you'd lose a lot of screen space because you have to have one screen on top of the other and you have a lot of black mat on the sides.
They'd sell it, but you'd have to hook it up to two TVs.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, the size would definitely be an issue. The actual touch function would be an issue if they somehow make it possible to use the Revolution controller to function as the second touchpad. Or if you have to use the actual DS to play it, I think that'll be a little bit disorienting because you wouldn't know exactly where you're touching.
However, I think that Nintendo has the capability to seamlessly make this happen.
What they could possibly do is in some games, the top screen becomes your television monitor and, you know, with the DS, the wireless. So the DS actually becomes your controller. So you still use that, but then you just have this problem of focusing down in your hand and then focusing at the television. But in all honesty, I think if they were going to use those same games with the Revolution controller, that they would just design Revolution games and keep those franchises going. But that started on the DS.
Yeah, it could be possible. They might do it. I don't know how much of a demand there is for it. And as far as like when big video game sites and magazines test their DS games, they do have a unit that hooks up to the television, and that's how they get their screenshots and all that stuff. But as far as playability, they've said it doesn't really work well to play it on the TV like that, which it isn't meant for. It's just meant to hook up and get movies and TV and screenshots from. So I don't know. It might be possible. Nintendo might do it if they think there's a market for it.
But think about this. Using the Revolution controller, you have some sort of pad on it so you don't, like, hurt your television in any way. And with those sensors, you can actually use your television as a giant touchscreen.
Wouldn't that be horrible for your eyes? Don't they tell you to sit at least 6 feet away?
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
I just had an eye doctor come in and speak to my class of kindergarten children. Somebody asked me that and wanted me to mention it on the podcast this week. Kindergarten.
Nice way to work it in there.
Well, anyway, the eye doctor came in and one of the children asked if it was okay to sit close to the TV, and she said, in fact, it is.
You know why it's okay? Because she wants them to come in later when they're old and they can't see so she can get their money.
No. I have to say, of all of our group of friends, the only person who doesn't need corrective lenses is Raw Meat Cowboy. And of all of our friends, he's the one who sat inches from the television screen playing video games for his entire
That's
life.
That's true. I play a lot of games, and I'm either playing games or on the computer, so I am staring at a screen most of the time, and I've never needed glasses.
But as a child, you were very close to that.
Oh my god,
television.
I just went blind.
Stay away from television, kids. Get away. Don't
Someone
even watch it from
help
the other
me.
Room.
I can't see the microphone.
Mother Brain, give me your glasses. Maybe they'll help.
No way.
They're not prescribed for you.
All right.
That's right. You should never take any medicine that's not prescribed for you.
I thought you shouldn't sit next to a TV so close, but I was wrong about that,
I guess. Close your mind.
That's right.
Yeah, actually, that was Mr. Austin's only question, but he does go on to say, personally, I think it would be great. referring to the
DS on the TV.
Yeah. Ellipses, maybe even the secret that Miyamoto was referring to.
There is it's, that secret.
It's possible. Then he says, thanks and good job with the podcast. It keeps me plenty entertained during work.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Austin. We try.
Thank you.
Now get back to work.
We try, even though we don't have as many people as usual. We still try and put together a quality show for you.
And by the way, if you're listening to us at work, we're hoping that you're having a pleasant day.
And get back to work. Nikki Hill. Oh, did you?
Yeah. Wow. Get back to work and look at some porn.
That's right. That's what you're supposed to do at work, right? Play games on the computer and do things that you're not supposed to.
Yes.
These are people at work. Little kids aren't at work. They can do that at school. Nikki Hill has Tingle Time 1325's question.
Okay. First question from Tingle Time 1325. How do you think the gaming industry would be now if the Dreamcast had not gone under? Sega wasn't a third-party developer now. This is assuming it came out with the next-generation system and would be working on another NAS.
All I have to say is Sega does what Nintendo don't, so... Anybody remember that commercial?
I think so.
Yes.
What would it be like? We would not see Sonic on GameCube, is my guess, or the Game Boy Advance,
Xbox.
Or the DS, or Xbox, or PS2. So it'd be the Game Boy Advance Sonics are excellent, and the DS one, too. So that'd be sorely missed. I don't know.
Rub Rabbits,
yeah.
Feel the magic?
We definitely feel the impact. Super Monkey Ball. There's tons of stuff. I don't know if Sega is traditionally known for very, what's the word I'm looking for? They attack their competition. A very aggressive marketer. So I don't know if they'd still be going after Nintendo directly or just putting out commercials and advertisements that attack everybody else too. I think if they were working together, I would think that they might be in the same spot as Nintendo is, still making games that people love and for their hardcore audience and trying to innovate while the other companies aren't. So maybe that would lead to a Nintendo cooperation in the future for them, if this were true.
With Xbox and PlayStation, I would kind of maybe expect Sega to kind of get in there with Nintendo and, you know...
Yeah, it'd be like Sega, Nintendo against Microsoft and Sony. Like,
yeah, I don't think Nintendo would probably... merge with them console.
See, but that's the thing,
hardware-wise.
Like, you never know, because like, look at how against each other Nintendo and Sega were, and now they have an excellent relationship, and it's even rumored that Sega's Genesis back catalog is going to be on the Revolution. There's no denying that they have a wonderful friendship now, and they respect each other. Yeah, they respect each other. But I'm saying, like, if Sega was still around in the hardware side of things today, I think that they'd see that back and forth with Nintendo.
But a lot of people from Microsoft respect Nintendo too, but it doesn't go back and forth.
Do you know what this tells me? This tells me that Nikki Hill's going to have to die before him and I can get along.
No. Oh. So I'll have to die, but he'll have to come back somehow.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Where did that come from?
I thought we were having an excellent discussion. Well, anyway.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to talk to raw meat anymore.
We have to keep in mind that Sega, for the Dreamcast, sold the first system that actually put a modem to good use and tried the whole online thing. So they're innovative also. So a new system from them, you never know what could be on it.
If they didn't merge and they were still battling it out, that would make, I guess, four separate consoles.
Yep.
Developers, console, you know, companies. I think... systems might come out a lot faster because the competition just keeps getting more and more innovative and just pushing the envelope a little bit. So, the whole industry would move a lot faster, I think. But then you'd also risk worse games and just shoddy workmanship.
See, that's the other thing. If they were still around, it might be Microsoft and Sony fighting for the group of people they're interested in the hardcore gamers and going with graphics as the major evolution. But then you might see Sega and Nintendo fighting for the same type of market, the blue ocean thing that Nintendo has going on right now. So there's a whole bunch of different ways that it could work out. But honestly, I miss Sega as a hardware developer, but I'm glad that they give most of their support to Nintendo. I think they recognize, and Nintendo also recognizes, that they fought back in the day, but now they realize, like, what it's about. And Sega sees what Nintendo does and they like it, and Nintendo sees what Sega does and they like it, so...
Plus, you have to look at who's running the company now, too.
Who's running what company?
Nintendo.
Nintendo? Yeah, that.
I mean,
the iron fist that Nintendo was ruled by is gone, and Iwata has taken the company in a completely different direction. I mean, as soon as Iwata came back in, the talks with Square began, and Square Enix now, or Squaresoft back then. But the support came back after 10 years of not being there. It was definitely ruled by an iron fist, but now it's changing, and
smiles,
I'd say it's changing for the
rainbows
better.
Rainbows and butterflies.
That's right. That should be one of their games. A revolution. Launch title. Screw Mario. I want sunshine,
smiles,
and
rainbows,
and rainbows and happiness and all that. Right?
Puppy dogs.
Right?
Lollipops.
Lollipops. Sunbeams.
Sunshine
dust.
Lollipops.
Rainbows. So, continue, Nicky.
Okay, next question that TingleTime1325 asked is, which is your favorite Nintendo character?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
You've been dying to say that, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right. How about you? Nicky Hill, do you have a favorite?
I don't know. They're all my favorite.
Mother Brain, do you have a favorite?
Link.
I think he's pushing for Tingle.
Kirby, do you have a real favorite?
That is a real favorite.
I meant as in his Sonic answer.
Oh, right.
Both of you forgot already. Yes, do you have a real answer, or do you need more time?
I can't pick.
They're all so good. Why don't you pick
Baby Luigi?
Why don't you pick Kirby? Because that's your name.
Yeah, I don't even like Kirby that much. I only have one game.
My favorite Nintendo character. That's a good question. I love Link. I love Mario. I love Samus.
Here we go. The end of the show. There's 15 minutes just raw me talking about his character.
I'm trying to pick one that has qualities that stand out all above the others.
Superman.
Let's say... Oh, I can't say anybody. Let's say Mario when he was called Jumpman. So my answer is Jumpman.
Jumpman.
You just did that because you wanted to be different.
That's right. Continue, Nicky Hill.
And finally... ... if you were... We're stranded on a desert island.
Do we need to give you reading classes?
I read it exactly.
Well, you don't have to read the typo, okay?
If you were stranded on a desert island and could only bring three games, what would they be? Assuming you have the console and some source of power and all that technicality.
Am I wrong, or did we discuss something like this before?
I think we did,
sure we did.
The best part about this is all you need is a revolution and the mount that it sits on for the power supply, right?
Yay!
And then you can play all your classic games by downloading them on the revolution.
So, but you don't need to plug it in because it's powered by the actual stand.
That's right, it's official. Screw what Nintendo said, we're telling you, you just put it in that stand and it's good to go. And it never dies, never runs out of battery. No, that'd be great. Bring the revolution. You can play all the back games on that, because that counts.
That's not cheating, right? Because we're only bringing the system, and the internet's providing the rest.
Did you say the internet?
That's the internet.
Well, that's all the questions for this week. And I have good news about the contest this week. We had a ton of replies.
Thank goodness.
And I think I picked a good song, because a lot of people answered, and we wanted to get to something more basic this week. I've gotten a good amount of emails saying that a lot of our gamers are younger, and they weren't playing games as much when it was the NES, Super NES days, and they've been playing games like the 64 Cube and on, so they're looking for a song a little bit later. So that may come up in the future. I'm not going to say when, because that would obviously be a hint, but I hear your cries, and I'll try and do something about that. But this week's song was from, I was very lenient, this week's song was from basically any Mega Man game that has ever existed. It was the music that you hear when you select the bad guy, and it shows who he is and all that crap. So that's what it's from. I took anybody that said Mega Man. So,
The correct answer was Metal Man music?
The official answer was I got the song from Mega Man X, but it is the same basic melody for all of them. So, Mother Brain,
yes?
Could you please pick a number between, let me see
here. Oh gosh, this is so much pressure.
Pick a number between 1 and 16, please, and I will decipher who will win based off that.
Do we have a drum roll? A Nintendo drum roll.
The number I'm thinking of is the number 11.
Number 11 is... William Njai! Woo!
Hey, congratulations!
Alright, Willie! We're coming to your house for dinner!
we didn't go to that other kid's house, I forgot.
He's probably still sitting there, like Miss What's-Her-Name from Oh, what's that Charles Dickens book and she sits in her wedding dress?
Book? What's a book?
Oh, you mean from Great Expectations.
Miss Havisham? Is that her name?
Who cares? It's a stupid book.
I hated that book.
Sorry, why'd you bring it up then?
Because I had to read it. It reminded me.
So, William, you're the winner.
All right, Willie.
Everybody that won prizes this month, they will be shipped out on the 28th.
All right, Bill.
So, I have all of your prizes together now. We've gotten all of our stuff.
Willorama.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to explain to them when they will get their gifts.
Willy-nilly.
They'll be shipped out.
Willa willa ding dong.
They'll be shipped out on the 28th. So congratulations to everyone that won.
Hooray!
For this past month. You can enjoy your prizes hopefully soon after the 28th. So without further ado, we would like to get into the next contest. So we will play you a clip right now. And see, that's what happens when we have downtime. People are telling jokes and stuff like that. So, here's the clip once more. And that's it. So, good luck to everybody.
I counted to three.
Aww.
I miss Luke. So,
Whoa! I want to say one thing. Just about
that
the
was a contraction.
Board.
Whoa! He was having a contraction.
He's coming early!
That was a Joey Lawrence.
Message board attendance and members. We're getting a lot of them, and I just want to say that's awesome.
We're getting a lot of message boards?
All people signing up to the message boards and everything. Enrollment, should I say?
Yes.
Every day that goes by, we have at least two or three or four or five people sign up.
I'm glad you said
and
that.
And a lot of people are contributing.
Because I wanted to make a point to say to everybody, thank you for putting up with the server switch. I'm pretty sure everybody's good by now. If not, by the end of the weekend, your ISP should have updated and you're good to go. But thank you very much to everybody for putting up with it. I didn't expect it to take as long as it did, but I appreciate you taking the time and waiting and having fun on the old site and leaving messages on a story that disappeared. I checked in while I could until my ISP provider switched over, and then I was on the new site updating like crazy. So thank you, everybody. It took more time than I wanted, but I'm glad you fought through it with us. So hopefully everything's working out well with the new site for you. I know people were having login issues, but those just had to be cleared up by the ISP, and it seems like everybody's doing well now. So thank you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And we'd also like to thank GameFly for our trial sponsorship. Thank you, GameFly.
Thank you, GameFly.
We hope we appreciate the opportunity, and we hope things work out. So on that note, that's the end of the show. Next week, hopefully, we'll have Lube back, and I know John Savage will try and fight for it. I apologize if we found the show a little quiet tonight, but we did what we could.
This is my last week, by the way.
Thank God. We tried to keep it fresh and hip and, well, what other words do kids call?
Jive.
Schnazzy.
Schnazzy.
Keen. We tried to keep it rocking for you.
Cool beans.
So next week we'll have
23 Skidoo.
Next week we'll have a new show. Obviously.
Now you're on the trolley.
And we'll have members back, and we should be back to normal. So thank you very much, everybody. Have a good weekend.
We're going to go check out Gamefly.com.
You're going to try and stop the show. Don't ask any questions. Just do it on your own. This is amazing. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Watching that.
She's staring at the screen. If my voice ends, you know everything went well. Still looking.